You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Everybody really does have their something, don't they?
Got a lot of somethings today.
Can we break up the Falvey interview? We're about to play Derek Falvey here at the start because we went along with Susie and a lot of cheap shots at Adam, too. Uncalled for.
Not kind. Really not kind.
And she loved it. She loved every one of them. We're about to chat with Derek Falvey. We're about to play it. Derek met the media and then had a meeting at noon. So I went over there, and what is it, about 13 minutes or so?
Give or take.
Okay. So I think we should cut it off at some point so we don't get so far behind. Can you pull that off?
I think we can make that work.
Okay, get to that. We're packed. We're chock full of guests here. Ask with Adam, bottom of the hour. Former Congressman Tim Penny. What a crazy concept. A centrist in Congress. My heart be still.
Don't like it.
Government shutdown pretty much guaranteed, right?
Looming.
Yeah. I mean, they have a meeting, maybe make a little progress, and then the president just sends out a racist AI video. That's what it was, right?
It's fine.
But it was racist. Is there any denying it?
Seems that way to me.
Yeah. Go ahead, justify it somehow. I mean, he's just trolling. He's not a troll. He's the president of the United States who's, I would hope, trying to negotiate. He's not. He's just saying, take my deal. Or, I'll just put out a racist AI video about Akeem Jeffries. Oh, what a shock. Akeem happens to be a person of color, and we put a sombrero on him and mustache, and we play mariachi music. That's just a coincidence, right? Just a coincidence. Colonel Hunt, let me guess, he might have some things to say about the commander-in-chief and the secretary of defense. When Congress changes it, we'll change it too. Secretary of Defense, bringing in all the military leaders and basically saying the military until now, not good enough. We'll put your hands on you. You're too woke. Dudes in dresses are out. We're tough guys. Trump just giving a campaign speech. I watched like 30 minutes. I couldn't tell. He was just a normal campaign speech, and he was begging for applause. Said it multiple times. Go ahead and applaud if you want to. They're generals.
That's not what we're here for.
That's not what they're here for. Bill Guerin, as I mentioned to Susie, on signing the thrill for 8 years, $136 million. That's pretty good. And Jamie Ukas, who now is pursuing her education. You know this?
No.
I saw it on the Insta. I'm very intrigued. Let's go to my conversation. We want to start with my question or Billy's or Derek's answer?
We'll start with your question, right?
Okay. Here's our conversation literally about an hour ago.
All right, this is not an easy situation. Tell me when you made the decision and how you arrived at the decision.
Yeah, so obviously a very difficult decision because of my respect for and affinity for the way Rocco went about his job every day. These are really, really difficult jobs. We all know that when we sign up for them, mine, his, everyone across the game. And so when you do, you sign up knowing that there's going to be some ups and downs, there's going to be some challenges, and you know that maybe at some point in time there will be a struggle enough where you both look at it and go, okay, we did our best and people have moved on, right? at my job level, certainly from an ownership perspective, but also at Rocco's level, it's an ongoing dialogue with ownership, you know, in terms of this. Not every job in the baseball operation runs through ownership, but certainly at the head of your baseball operation and at the manager level, it's in concert with ownership. So over the course of the end of the season, ownership had asked some questions about our team and kind of dynamics and where we are going forward. Obviously, we were still in the middle of a sale process and still an ongoing finalization of that. But ultimately shared my perspective on where things are. We had very private conversations about, you know, what we could do differently and how we could do it better going forward. And then ultimately yesterday morning had a final set of conversations with ownership now that everyone had processed different aspects of opinions and different feedback. And it was they collectively arrived at a decision to make this change. And it was obviously incredibly challenging, but something that in concert with ownership, we collectively decided it was an organizational decision to move on.
Okay, so that's a very thorough answer. I think some people are going to hear that and wonder, did you make this final decision or did the Polets make this final decision? Can you clarify that part?
Yeah, I would say that these decisions at that level, while there are many decisions across an organization that I make alone, that I am ultimately responsible for singularly, this is not one of those decisions. This is a decision that you have to work closely with ownership. You share different perspectives about what the potential opportunities are going forward. And, you know, ultimately, if you make a change, what that looks like, too. Because these are such challenging decisions, we made it together. We, you know, collectively made it together. We came out aligned in terms of the decision that was made. There were different perspectives in that conversation, both from me and from ownership around what we could do or what we might not do, because we care so much about the person, the role, and making sure we do it well together. But we made that decision together.
Okay, so let's talk about the person, because clearly being around you guys a little bit, it's clear that you and Rocco were not just coworkers. Mm-hmm. You were aligned. You were good friends. There's a privacy level to this, but take me through as much as you can about that dialogue you had with them, explaining and offering him up the decision about what's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, it's you're right, Chad. I mean, it's really hard. That's one of the hardest parts of this job, is that you throw your whole self into it, right? There is not a moment in time where you are not thinking about this job, both if you sit as a manager and, quite frankly, in my role, right? So and the partners that you're working with, you care very deeply about. You spend so much time with them on the road, at dinners, staying in the same hotels, in the off season, right? It's like this is your life, you know? And so I became very close to Rocco, and ultimately, you also have a job to do, and you know he has a job to do, and I have a job to do. And the hardest part of leadership sometimes are that the easy decisions are easy, the tough decisions are really, really hard.
Right.
And so, ultimately, when we arrived at this, and I had the conversation with Rocco, what speaks to him is just how much of a pro he was in it. I mean, obviously, when you don't play the way you want to play in professional sports, you know, whether it was the end of last year or the way this year has gone, you are not naive to the fact that this could come to an end. And so, because of how thoughtful and how caring he is, how much he cares about our players and how much that relationship was built, it was a very respectful conversation that he understood the decision. He wished he could have done more. He wished we did better over the last couple of seasons. We both are collectively proud of a lot of things we did accomplish during our 7 years and some things that went well. I mean, you don't want to minimize it. You win 3 division titles and you win 100-plus games in a year, and you break a long streak in a postseason that made October winning baseball happen here at Target Field. That's not minimized. You know, you want to reflect on that and appreciate it, and also acknowledge that maybe there is a time and place for a change in direction and a change in voice. I don't want to just chalk it up to this is what sports is, but there is some element to no one does these jobs forever, right?
Well,
and there's an element
to that.
Absolutely.
Because the logical thing in sports is to do what you did, right? It's 7 years. It's a different voice. Mm-hmm. We can't fire every player. But you're also going through a rebuilding process. You were pretty clear and explanatory in the press conference that just happened about, hey, when it was the trade deadline, it was twofold. It was the team's not playing well enough, and it's also ownership. Was there part of you saying, listen, it's hard for me to evaluate Rocco the last 50 games when he's playing with a completely different team. Let's give him one more year. Let's see where ownership is at with spending money. And then let's just be honest, Rocco, we need to see more results in 26 Was that a compelling case to you?
Chad, that's a fair conversation, and one I will reveal behind the curtain, one that was had, right, around what should we do for next year, what did this year. I will be very clear, this wasn't an evaluation of the last 2 months of the season. Like, yeah. it really
it's
wasn't.
It's hard to judge them that
totally,
way, right?
It's totally unfair. Yeah. What I was judging was more behind the scenes, what we were doing to continue to develop players and put guys in position to get better. And our guys were doing that. Our staff was doing that. So to say that it was just win-loss record in the second half would be totally unfair to Rocco. It wasn't about that. This, again, when you talk with ownership and you talk about where we are and how we've gotten to this place and what the future looks like and how we kind of take a turn in a different direction, admittedly, maybe there is something to the cliches about there are times and place to make an adjustment and to try a new voice and a new direction. And that's true across any job, right, inside of a baseball organization and, quite frankly, as you just said, across sports. So this was the time and place that collectively ownership and I, talking through it, decided this was the right time to take that step.
That is part one of our conversation with Derek Falvey. Obviously, we'd rather do it live, but they're rather busy, and the Twins were very accommodating after the overall press briefing. Let me sit down. There's still 7-8 minutes more to go, including on how do you convince Twins fans this offseason to get excited about next year. So more with Derek Falvey, president of business operations and baseball operations, in moments. I want to talk Aquarius. Maybe this is the time for you to say, I've heard Dave Lee talking about it. I've heard Chad talking about it. I've heard it on other radio stations. It's time for me to reach out to Aquarius, AquariusHomeServices.com, and get that Connecticut drinking water system, because there's no better time. Right now, you can save up to 25% on the new Connecticut system. That's not it, though, by the way. Plus, 6 months, no payments, not done yet. 6 months, no interest, of course, financing based on credit approval. Why should you do it? Because it's the best drinking water. Your day starts worry-free when you're having a glass of water. If you know you have the best drinking water system and you have that with Connecticut, reach out to them. AquariusHomeServices.com. So I'm going to emphasize the water, but don't forget the water softener is tremendous. Don't forget the work with the utility room. Don't forget they've been around since 1987, and I've been a customer since 1993, earning the right to be recommended. This is the time to finally get that Connecticut drinking water system.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll get to our bumper music theme in a little bit with Ask and Adam. In fact, you want to line up now with some questions for Ask Adam Anything, you can. If you want to react to what Derek Falvey is saying, you can. 651-461-9226. Back to our conversation from about an hour and 15 minutes ago, right outside the clubhouse with the man in charge of the Twins, Derek Falvey.
You talk about this also. Listen, for all of us to self-evaluate, it's not always the easiest thing. And plenty of this is always going to be on the personnel, in
no
this
doubt.
Case, the players.
Sure.
How are you going to look at what you're doing, what your office is doing to say, did we evaluate the players at the right level, or did we potentially overestimate the value we had in some of these guys that put us in a position to not win as much as we have the second half of last year and most of this season?
That's what beats me up more than anything is trying to figure out, were we missing on certain player evaluations? Did we have something in the environment that wasn't working that we needed to change? And I can't go back and, you know, redo that. But what I can do is assess it and try and better understand what transpired and then try and make some adjustments going forward. And when I think about it and I look back on it, there's all kinds of different reasons, right? You can point to certain players' health, right? That performance didn't happen because of health. You can point to underperformance for other players because they underperformed, and you're trying to figure out why and why they didn't progress as well as they needed to. But we didn't quite get the performance collectively aligned between whether it was a really good bullpen for stretches of time, you know, certainly a really great bullpen for the whole first half of the season. But there were times we didn't prevent runs in big situations. Like, you look at the stats that you think drive bullpen performance, and then you look at run prevention. And when those don't align, you have to assess, is that some bad luck? Is that some sequencing and the wrong order of hits? Like, we know those things happen from time to time.
Yeah.
But you really want to say, what can we control and what can we make better? And that's what we are back to the drawing board on this offseason in a more meaningful way, both around staff and team. And ultimately, what can we do to change the makeup of the group collectively to be a better collectively performing team going forward?
When you've talked to Joe and the other poll lads, and now you're coming up in off season with decisions on the players you have and free agency, when do you think you'll know about a budget, about a payroll, and what effect does that have on the managers you may or may not pursue?
Yeah, I think we need to know, obviously, once we get into the offseason. That's not the end of September and early October.
It's not that typical, far away, though, right?
No, but it's typical that October, certainly while the postseason's going on, that you would meet with ownership, talk about your team, talk about where you think the roster is, what the opportunities are going forward. And my job, I've always viewed my job this way, and it's been this way for 9 years, and even prior and all the years I was in Cleveland, build some plans, build some options, discuss those with ownership, and then collectively get aligned around the mission going forward as to what you're trying to do. And that is going to be my focus. That's going to be, that has been our team, our, when I say team, our front office's focus on the plans. You know, we look at the group. I've said this before. We feel like there's a group of starting pitchers there that, when healthy, is a pretty deep and effective group. Mm-hmm. We think there's young pitchers that join some pretty good guys up front. We know we need to add some guys to the bullpen. Some of that will happen organically and grow. You know, there were seasons we went into the year that Griffin Jacks wasn't Griffin Jacks yet. You know, he was a guy that turned into that. So we're going to need some of that for sure. And then on the position player side, how do we get better defensively? What can we do in different spots? You know, there's ways for us to think about how we reevaluate our roster. Well, that we need to spend time talking to ownership about, and then making a decision as to what the collective plan is going forward with a budget and with a plan for 26. I would expect that to happen over the course of the next month. It's typical that, to kind of peel back the curtain, GM meetings happens in early November.
Yeah.
That's the start of the offseason for most baseball teams. That's when you talk to agents.
Do you think you'll have a manager by then?
Well, I don't know if we'll have a manager. That I don't want to put a timeline exactly on that. I often remember with other teams, they're interviewing manager candidates at GM meetings.
Yeah,
I've seen that before. So I don't want to put a timeline on that. But I will say that by GM meetings, we should have a better idea and direction around where we think the team is headed going into next year in terms of a plan for 2026.
I'll finish with this. You know, obviously this year didn't go well. Mm-hmm. And there, I mean, we're talking in the home of the Twins. There's a combination of Twins fans right now who are loyal. Mm-hmm. They're there forever. There's Twins fans who are angry. There's Twins fans who are apathetic. How are you going to try on the business side to convince those folks to invest their money when it's kind of going to be a build? You got a lot of young players. How can you sell those tickets? How can you sell that hope when you're still pretty significantly retooling this team after what happened at the trade deadline?
Yeah, I think we're retooling it in some ways, but I think in some – let me kind of back up on that. Yeah. I think that when I look at this group, there were a number of players that were going to be free agents at the end of this year anyway, yeah, if we hadn't traded them at the deadline, for sure. There's no question about that. We would have had to retool those positions to begin with. There were some players that were under control that we traded away, but in some cases got players back, whether it's Mick Abel or Taj Bradley or James Outman, others, Alan Roden, that played a role on our team this year, that when I look at this team, we had two All-Stars on this club in Joe Ryan and Byron Buxton. I want them to be on this team on opening day next year, and I want to continue to build around them. When Pablo Lopez gets a chance to toe the rubber on, you know, the start of the season, you know that that guy, when he's healthy and he's out there and good, he's a performer. I don't view this in the same way that others maybe do, other teams do, when they're in a position where there's no talent on this team. I see a young Luke Kuechel come up and give us a total spark, and you know, if it remains healthy through a season, what will that look like? Because we think there's real upside in that player. My view of this is there's a lot of talent in this group. There's a lot of fun in this group, even in the second half of the season. I mean, the things we were hearing regularly from some of our fans were, I love this style of baseball.
Yeah.
I love them running the bases. I love them pushing. Yeah, maybe they get thrown out of first to third from time to time, but they're playing an aggressive brand of baseball. They're playing a different style. That type of baseball, I'm excited to go see if we can continue to add to that group and work closely with the manager around what that looks like going forward when we get the personnel in place. So I see talent all over the field. I still think coming to Target Field is a tremendous experience for everyone who walks through these doors, right? Whether you have a family and young kids who may not watch 1 through 9 pitch by pitch. They may like to walk around the field and grab some Dippin' Dots and, you know, head over to other parts of the ballpark where they can enjoy themselves. Or a group outing with people that want to spend time together. There is no better place in the Twin Cities to be in the summer at 6:10 or 7:10 at night than Target Field. And I still believe that. I believe that experience will remain. We'll continue to invest in that experience. And then we hope that the young players in the baseball that could be really exciting, that could grow. There have been plenty of Twins teams in this history. I've seen them from a distance, and I've seen them even inside the building, where you see them grow. You see them develop. You see young players that you love to see get better every day and fight and battle. That's the group that we're going to have next year, and hopefully we can add to it and go give ourselves a chance to go compete, because I never put limits on any team entering a season, and I feel like this group can go do that again.
Perfect. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
That is Derek Falvey. Let's react to it. Including criticism, that's a part of it. With Ask Adam Anything, 651-461-9226. Want to react to Derek again? You want to offer up questions that have nothing to do with the Falvey conversation? You absolutely can. 651-461-9226.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, some like the interview, some don't. I get it. It's part of the territory.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Do you need to borrow my chapstick?
Yes. Apparently what I was supposed to do...
You were kissing Derek Falvey's ass for the last 15 minutes.
You're awful. You have to go. I asked him repeatedly about ownership. I asked him also about how are you going to convince people to show up. I asked him what evaluated himself when the team underachieved. Apparently I just had to say, you're an embarrassment.
By the way, that was a hat tip to one of the great bits on Letterman, the Alan Coulter celebrity interview.
That is so underrated.
Oh, so good.
Alan Coulter became an essential part of the show. What was like the last 5 years or so? No, it was probably
it was
earlier
than that, I think.
Yeah.
Yep.
So good. Because you had no idea. You just thought he was the voice guy off to the side.
And, so good.
And I don't, because he was doing it for a while before they finally tapped into him. I don't know if they had no idea or what happened, but you can go down a rabbit hole.
Oh, yeah.
Where he starts going at Dave or sometimes goes at the guests.
Yes, both. I think the best one, he's got De Niro and Dustin Hoffman together.
Okay. Well, I don't remember that one.
Hey, he looks at De Niro. Hey, you, Fonzie. It's so good. No longer with us, Alan Coulter.
Alan Coulter?
Big Red?
With us.
Yeah. It's probably been at least a decade or so, right? Yeah,
he called himself Big Red, too, did he? Alan Coulter's been gone for a decade?
It was quite a while.
What is that? Dave's show ended, did it end 10 years ago?
2015, May, right?
Wait, so did Alan Coulter die after the show?
He died in 2021.
Sorry, yeah, only 4 years.
Yeah, wait a second. I was going to say.
Coming up on exactly 4 years.
Do we have somebody in late night TV who's that person now? Who's the sidekick who's funny? I don't watch enough late night TV to know.
I don't either.
Well, Guillermo with Kimmel?
Kimmel's got Guillermo. The announcer on Fallon's show is... He gets into it.
Does he?
You recognize his voice.
Yeah, I can see him. I so rarely. Fallon, you know, it's got to be somebody's broken into my house and they've epoxied me and forced me to watch it. Colbert. I don't even know who the leader of the band is.
Baptiste, right?
Yeah, John Baptiste. No, he's long gone.
He's gone, right?
Long gone. And he just was here with Audra Day at the Palace on Saturday night. Why didn't you get us tickets for that? That would have been great. Would you have attended that?
I was very busy. I was out of town.
That's true. John Baptiste. I mean, John was funny, but he was just likable. I mean, you need a sidekick helps. Like Paul was helpful to Dave. Biff was helpful. Chris Elliott. I went back and forth on Chris Elliott.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right about Chris. Yeah. I've kind of come to appreciate Chris Elliott more. I didn't
it's like
him
a fine
more.
Wine with you.
Right,
I mean, you poured it. You let it breathe
marinate
a little bit. I do think on Falvey, I don't want to spend too much time on it. think he took pains to talk about the role of ownership. And he did in the regular press conference also, right, on their involvement. And it was clear he didn't hide from their involvement with the trades. They absolutely were involved. It absolutely played a part in the trades with the ownership uncertainty. I tried to get him to say whether it was his decision or ownership's decision on, you know, firing Rocco. I don't think there's, to me, my instincts tell me that the ownership wanted him gone. Now, how much Derek pushed back, how much Derek feels like he can push back. I think Derek also gets it, by the way, too, that they've got to do something.
Yeah.
You can't blame Rocco in any way for this team after the trade.
No.
You two guys could have been in the bullpen. I have no idea. And then with the choke job in 24, he can't be oblivious to it, but there's no Joe Ryan, and the number of guys who were playing horrible down the stretch in 24 when they went from playing as good a baseball to playing the worst baseball. It's just hard, as I said to Chip, if you've now missed the playoffs for the last 5 years and you don't have a trip to the World Series, you don't have, you know, back-to-back playoff success where there's not kind of a cachet to say, okay, you can stick around because of this.
Right.
Even because I think he's a good manager.
I do, too.
I do. There's an inevitability. I wonder if Derek's just the baseball guy, not the business guy. If he would have said, should we give him the next couple months of next year to see if anything changes? But that's why I asked him in the end, because they have to be petrified about trying to sell tickets this offseason, right? What are you going to buy yours? You've had season.
I haven't had season tickets for a couple of years.
Okay.
But I like going to the ballpark, you know?
Yes.
Obviously, a good baseball team is a bonus.
Yeah. I mean, that's what he's trying to sell. He's no dummy. No. He gets he's got to try to sell the ballpark now. And that's, is that obfuscating where he's failed? Yeah.
Yep.
It is, because he just hasn't done a good enough job.
Hearing some of the callers yesterday react, is this as angry as a Twins fan base has been?
Probably in a long time. Well, the first year Target Field success, then you thought they were built for greatness, and then they just went off to the wilderness.
Yeah, the 90s was more apathy, right?
I even think the teens kind of became apathetic.
Yeah.
When were they this angry? It's a little bit of Falvey, but it's the Polak.
Contraction?
Probably. Right? But don't you think it's mainly the ownership?
Oh, absolutely.
Right? And I'll say it for the 10 millionth time. Joe Polad and any other Polad who was involved in, you know, after they had signed Carlos Correa to that huge chunk of money and getting the okay.
Mm-hmm.
Derek just didn't do that on his own. Those are conversations with all the Polads. And then they have success. And then that's when they decide to right-size the payroll?
Yeah.
Utter incompetence.
Yep.
Lou.
Malpractice. That's the.
Yeah, malpractice. I like it. Lou wants to comment on the Twins. Go ahead. Is this Big Lou?
No.
Okay. Medium-sized Lou.
Kind of that big now, but anyway. I was going to say about Rocco Baldelli. I've never been a big fan of Rocco Baldelli and that because I think he started pitching way too early in games. And I didn't like the station-to-station baseball, not stealing bases. But all of a sudden, he started stealing bases later on in the season, which I love in that. But he definitely did not deserve to be fired for this and that. I think I would rather see him stay in that. Because all they're going to do is bring another inexperienced manager in. I heard two names already being mentioned already, Nelson Cruz and Torrey Hunter.
Yeah, I'm not.
We don't need inexperienced managers like this.
I'm not buying another one. Thanks, Luke. I'm not buying that. I'm not buying Morneau and Torrey and Nelson Cruz. We're just doing the Minnesota thing there. You have to remember, what year was it? Was it their playoff year, or was it the next year? Where they kept their starters in longer than anybody 1 year. And when he was taking guys out, it was two things. One, it was what everybody was doing. And two, like Lou, I also hated it at times. I think it was preordained too much.
Yes.
And it's now not just the manager, it's the front office.
Yes. Yeah.
And even
the manager is just an extension of that analytics.
Even this year with some of the young guys who are having success, oh no, they can't face an order for a third time. You know what? Sometimes you sit there and say Matthews or Richardson or Festa, any of them. You should have the ability for Rocco or whoever else comes in. And I've already been contacted. So I still think I could do the show and manage
and
play golf. I'd have to probably bring Q in the dugout, which would be fine.
That's all right.
You know, he's got an iPad, yep. So we go over that. But I think there are times don't you have to say, this game dictates we do more.
Yeah.
We don't just say, take him out. He's pitching great. You know. And on the stealing.
Gut feel. Where's the gut feeling?
How many guys did you really want stealing on their better teams?
Yeah.
Let's also add this, and it's turned into kind of Twins fan line here. Rice Lewis, underachieving. Brooks Lee, underachieving. Matt Wallner, underachieving. Carlos Correa, underachieved pretty much the entire time he was here. Now, Rocco has to own some of that. Not a ton. But it's that weird thing where it's all of a sudden if those guys are playing great, then we give the manager a lot of credit for developing. So you can't say he's completely oblivious to that, right? And like I put out a tweet yesterday too, Rocco Baldelli, good human.
No, absolutely.
Because he is.
Great musical taste, too.
Okay. Outside of that, in that area, he's disastrous. I just was making a comment because not everybody in this town who's a head coach or manager is a good human. Trust me. I've dealt with pretty much everyone. Rocco Baldelli, good human. That doesn't mean he doesn't draw scrutiny. That doesn't mean I wasn't critical at times. That doesn't mean it didn't get back to me that he wasn't pleased with some of the things I said. But as a person, good human. You can actually mention that. It's allowed. It's a 49 past 12. More of Ask in moments. What do you want me to talk about? How about stretching?
How do you get loosened up?
What kind of stretcher are you now, Carter? How are you?
Pretty good stretcher.
How much weight have you lost, by the way?
About 17 pounds.
That is fantastic. Very good.
Thank you.
Keep buying his treats, though. Just because you're not going to have them, keep buying.
Extra peppers.
Yeah, honestly. Going to your place Tuesday night and then the 5,000 peppers last week, my stomach is finally recovering. Sabotage. And he also was involved with the escalator at the United Nations
and
the teleprompter. Stretch Lab can help anybody out. Let's say you're into Pilates. I don't know. Maybe you're a big Pilates person. Maybe you're clanging and banging. Maybe you're sitting on the couch, whatever you might be. Maybe you're like my son, Quentin, with some significant physical issues. Maybe you're somebody like me who acts like you're in okay shape when you're really not in okay shape. Maybe you're like Dave, who just ran a triathlon, and he's still sore 2 months later. They can help you out. 12-plus locations in town, good people, professionally trained. Track them down today, stretchlab.com. Let's run a number of texts right here. Adam. Would you ever join Chad on a house walk?
Sure.
Yeah. Come back over. We've now each been at our homes in the last 4 months.
I did a house walk. Actually, it was a hotel room walk.
Oh.
When we were in Chicago last time, because I had gotten up to like 19,990 steps.
Now, is that on your phone or on a watch?
Phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've justified it now with my phone. As I say, I don't always have it all the time. So I had like 15,000 more steps.
Sure.
You know, just to say, wow, just another day.
Yeah.
35,000 steps. No, last time I stayed at a hotel, I was walking the hallway.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think of that?
Yeah, I've done the airport walk.
We
got delayed at the airport, and I walked down every concourse at MSP.
With the missus, or you just said, hey, Toots, you know.
She stayed.
You know, put some makeup on. Like, I mean, you're still a big makeup on. Did you evaluate Jen's makeup when you go out now?
I rate it.
Let's see. What is your favorite Bad Bunny song?
I honestly can't name a Bad Bunny song.
I recognize a number, but could I give you their names? No, but I'm with you because I said about the same thing yesterday. All the people are saying, I'm now not going to watch the game. Let me just tell you this. I don't believe one of you.
Right.
Not a single one of you. And if you're not going to watch the game because of the musician, calm down. Calm down. Now, how MAGA is this going to get with some of his comments about ICE?
It'll be there, but...
Yeah.
And he's facing from the other side, too, saying, okay, saying you're not going to do concerts at ICE or in the U.S. because of ICE, but you'll do the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
But a lot of that is he doesn't want to have concerts here because he thinks ICE will be outside arresting people.
Adam, what do? I was just in Manny's and I attempted to order off the kids' menu. The waiter shook his head in disbelief and walked up to Manny himself. I started whispering and pointing at me, so I ran out the back door. I'm currently on the freeway leaving town. remind me where you two were on the debate. My memory is you said, no, you can't order off the kids'
menu.
Yes,
I think no.
And Jordana said, yes, you can.
Yes, I'm... Okay. No, if you're an adult, order from the adult menu.
Dave Harrigan, biggest cheapskate on planet Earth. You're going, let's go to Manny's. By the way, go to Murray's. It's better. My father and I disagreed on about 80% of things in life, but he's right. Murray's is better. Should you be allowed as an adult, not maturity-wise, but age-wise, should you be allowed to order off the kids' menu?
For takeout, yes.
For takeout, yes. What do you mean takeout?
I don't have the guts to do it if I'm sitting there at Murray's or Manny's. Yeah. Hi, I'd like the chicken fingers and fries, please.
What if they're steak? The whole hook of Manny's is a steak the size of DeRush's head, right? You can't order one steak there and eat it by yourself. So what if you don't want to have leftovers for the next week? Should Manny's let you have the kid steak?
No. If they want to say no, I think that's absolutely their right.
More text, a lot of good text here. Adam, if you came back as a dog, what breed would you like to be?
Oh, man, lab. Lab's a lot of energy, a lot of fun. Sporting dog.
We have a chocolate lab across the way.
Oh, yeah.
Such a good-looking
dog. Yeah.
Labs are great dogs. I'm a sucker for the Springer Spaniel, too, just because of Charlie and Gates. Adam, oh, this is a good one. If Donald Trump asked you for one piece of advice, what would it be? Okay, think about that one.
Oh.
How about this? While you're thinking, I'm giving another one. Have you tried the dirty sodas that have started to pop up in our market?
No, I have not.
Are you considering it?
No.
Okay. Donald calls you and says, Adam, I will follow, no matter what, your piece of advice. What would it be? Of course, this couldn't happen because he doesn't listen to anybody but himself, and he just thinks, why should I?
Just be a normal president. Like, act like a normal president.
It's almost,
show a little humility.
Yeah. It's almost like the Biden thing again. You remember when people were lying to us about Biden, just lying. Oh, you're seeing him. He's like Einstein, you know? All these folks who say Trump behind the scenes is like the guy we used to see.
Be that guy.
That's right. I don't care. In fact, it makes it worse to me. Like, he just put out a flat-out racist video last night. Is there any doubt about it?
No.
None. He's got the sombrero and the mustache and the mariachi music going over Akeem Jeffries. Just flat-out racist, you know? All right, sir. Thank you so much.
You bet.
Adam and Jordan Adam, back tomorrow. CBS and Susie coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.